episode are we doing?
Are you ready?
What episode are we doing?
I don't know. What episode have you got?
Okay.
Just pick one.
Ben. Chris. This is Pop Story and Minicast. Welcome to Monday Night Minicast.
I put them out on Sunday morning.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got nothing.
Sunday morning, all right. Pop Story and...
You can cut all that out.
Oh, no, it's definitely going in.
So, Ben, I do have a couple questions here for you, and you're free to ask these questions to me as well.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Name a movie that you could watch again and again and enjoy, but others may judge you for. What is your guilty pleasure?
A guilty pleasure movie. I like a lot of kind of trashy ripoffs of Star Wars.
Okay.
So, yeah. The original Battlestar Galactica.
I love that show.
Is too cheesy for a lot of people.
What?
Some people, okay. So if you grew up in, if you're a 90s kid, you probably watched the sci-fi reimagining, which I think was ranked sci-fi show of the decade. In its decade, so it has a lot of followers, and fans of that show who came to it through that remake aren't such big fans, tend not to be such big fans of the original, but people who grew up watching the original show in the late 70s don't really cross over to the new show so much.
And that's kind of a similar thing with Battlestar Galactica, maybe?
Yeah, I would say so. But, Battlestar Galactica is definitely not some of the finest sci-fi ever made. In particular, some of the later episodes are kind of cheesy. So that's not a movie, but I like that. I like, what's another good? I just watched Message from Space, which is like a Japanese Star Wars knockoff.
Yeah, you were telling me about that one. Yeah.
And the Buck Rogers, they made a feature film version of that. In 1980.
Was that Flash Gordon or Buck Rogers?
Buck Rogers. There's a Flash Gordon, too.
There's a Flash Gordon, too.
All of those are, like, my guilty pleasure movies.
Okay.
The like, really cheesy, like, we're going to do Star Wars, but we have $2. Ooh, The Black Hole from 1979.
I don't know if I've seen that one, but I know it's on Disney Plus. I was, like, tempted to sit down and watch it.
You should watch it. It's, That's my official pick. rambling for 10 minutes.
We should watch that for next season.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
What's yours? Ooh. Before we move on to the next question.
Okay. So I was thinking about this, and I'm going to say also television, but more genres. So one would be Hallmark holiday movies.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know this about you, Chris.
It's true. I found this out, actually, kind of discovered this about myself this Christmas season. Because, you know, kind of one of those things you make fun of your mom and dad watching. You know.
Right.
But I found myself, like, turning it to Hallmark late at night when the kids were asleep. And I'm like, what's there to watch on TV? And I turn it to Hallmark, and I'm like, this is good. It's not like... You know exactly what's happening the whole time. Like the model for this movie is...
There's a formula for sure.
I mean, for every single one of them. But it's comforting. It's a comforting feeling.
Huh.
So it's...
Kind of like some of those 80s mystery shows like Matlock and Murder, She Wrote.
That was the second one I was going to say. I love 80s TV shows. I do love 80s TV. I like Diagnosis Murder.
Uh-huh.
Is my jam.
Right.
Scarecrow, Mrs. King.
Oh, Scarecrow, Mrs. King. I haven't thought about that in years.
Remington Steele.
Every episode of the A-Team is exactly the same.
You know, but Magnum P.I.
It always... The appeal to me is I want to see what they build.
Right.
Yeah.
You see Mr. T pull out the
right.
the welder, you're like... Yeah.
If we're talking TV, I like 90s sitcoms. You can't really go wrong with...
Like Frasier?
Frasier.
Frasier's the best. I don't think anyone would judge you for watching Frasier.
Yeah, that's true. Frasier and Seinfeld and...
All right, I might judge you for Seinfeld. I'm not a big Seinfeld fan. All right.
Oh, boy.
Another friendship ruined.
Dagnabbit, that's the third time today.
Alrighty. So, name a movie you have never seen, but you think others would judge you for not seeing.
There's a few. So, I'm a big, obviously a big 70s movie fan, but I've never seen The Deer Hunter, Deliverance, or Network.
To be fair, I've not seen any of those movies either.
Those are some of the most acclaimed movies of the 1970s.
At least two of those are on the AFI Top 100.
Right? Yes, they are.
So they're really well thought of.
Yep. Network and Deliverance, I think.
Well,
Deer Hunter might be too.
Actually, I think The Deer Hunter might be.
They might all three be on the list.
I wasn't sure about Deliverance.
Okay.
But Network is.
I'm pretty
sure
Deliverance is, but I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, anyway, regardless, really highly regarded movies from the 70s, which is one of my favorite decades.
Yeah.
And yeah, haven't seen them. Hope to correct that in 2020. That's one of my resolutions.
It's one of your resolutions to watch more
right.
movies,
70s
movies.
To shorten my list of shame.
There's a lot of movies that I haven't watched. Obviously, I haven't seen any of those three.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about my lack of 80s illiteracy with no Rambo, no Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
What's a 90s movie that would be like the equivalent of that? Titanic. I've never seen Titanic.
You're not missing much.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, the boat sinks.
What? Tell me Jack lives.
What? Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Okay.
We just need a standing spoiler alert
warning
at the beginning of every episode. All
right, so next season, since we're talking about next season, our last short, we are going to have to record attention, spoilers in this episode. And let's just put it on every...
Mm-hmm. We can get our nice British secret announcer
to
come back and record.
Yes, that would be great. Please. Please, I beg you.
We'll have him
make that happen.
We'll have that man back.
All right. Well,
thank you for those questions.
Yeah.
Very thought provoking and embarrassing, as always.
Thank you for answering them. Being a sport about that.
Tell us about your guilty pleasure movies or TV shows or pop culture in general, I guess. If you have a guilty pleasure comic or maybe novel.
Yeah.
Some books that you are embarrassed about. You can use a pseudonym if it makes you feel better. We won't
dig too deeply.
The names will be changed to protect the innocent. You can reach us through Twitter. Send us an email, popstorian@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. Send us a message that way. Or we're on Instagram, and you can DM us.
That's true. And we will answer back.
We will. So be sure to subscribe and share us with your friends, and we'll talk to you next week. See you, Chris.
Bye, Ben.
Yeah, I'm pushing stop now.